So you just participated in the New Age Curling World Championships.
Yes,
that's
correct.
How much work does it take for your team to qualify? And most importantly, how did it go this year?
Well, we took 8 members down who all did reasonably well. One in particular did better than the others. And
You're looking at Jim right now.
Yep. I'll let him tell you
I
the
played
story.
in the pairs on the Saturday, starting at about 9:30 and finishing at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow, it's quite an intense day, really, isn't
I
it?
Yeah.
didn't. We did get through to, the consolation round. And then on the Sunday, I started playing about 9:30, and that was in the singles. And my wife is my support, my wife is my eyes. And I must have played around about 200 curling shots on that
Wow.
day. And I
Yeah, a
finished
lot.
playing around 5, no, 5:30, and I came in fourth
That's amazing.
in the championship. Yeah.
I've seen the medal as well before, which I'll take a picture at the end. It looks really, really good.
So
It's not
I
bad out
was
of 70 odd, is it?
very, very
Exactly.
tired
I bet. I've told those shots.
towards the end of
Yeah.
it, and because it's all concentration, it's all listening to the instructions that Margaret has given us. And the way that we don't, Margaret explains it, we take the target, which is like a bull's eye, an archery bull's eye, and it's flat sheet plastic laid on the floor. And Margaret treats it like a clock. So
Oh, so she'll say quarter past.
she said to me, you've got one stone on at 6 o'clock on the target, one on at 3 o'clock, one on at 12 o'clock, and one on at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I've got to say, right, okay, which stone do I want to try and take out, or do I want to get closer to the centre of the target? And
It's
that's
kind of
what
a,
I've got to.
it's a real teamwork, really.
Yes. Margaret sights me up, lines me up with the ramp, because I play with a ramp. Margaret puts a stone on the ramp, and from that point,
You're in charge.
I'm in charge
Yeah.
as to how hard I shove the stone down the ramp when I do a
Power
slow
shot.
shot or a
Yeah.
powerful shot to take another stone out. So you need a bit of practice to do it, but there's quite a lot of blind life members who play curling are quite good players, listening to the sound, because I know when I've delivered the stone too fast by. What I sometimes do, I start counting one and two and three, and I can sometimes work out just how fast the stone is going.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's the
Oh,
thing you gain as well, isn't it? When you lose
Yeah.
your
Well,
eyesight, you
this
gain
is it.
more sensitivity through
You can't hear
your
another
ears and
stone
smell and
hit each other. It knocks one out the way, on certain conditions when it's, and you can pick it up and you can hear the stone going on the target, because it makes
Makes a
like a
different noise.
ooh. Then if it goes through the target, you hear the ooh, then it goes onto the floor in the
Oh,
back end of the
right.
target.
And do you get to hear that or you can't hear it? That
Oh
different of noise?
yeah.
Yeah.
You can t
It's just
you can
that.
hear the difference in when it's running along the stone or wooden floor to when
Okay.
it goes over the plastic target. It does make a different noise.
So that must be helping
So I'm
also.
using everything I can with sound,
I was going to say, because obviously you said that that sport's very good because it's safe and you're in charge as soon as it's the stone is on the ramp.
On the ramp
But then
or it's
it's
on the
really
ball.
good with the sound it makes on the ground that you can actually hear what you're doing.
Yeah,
So it actually
there's
helps
some
you
very
get
good
even
at
more
it.
involved in it as
Yeah,
well.
there's some blind life members use that a lot. And it's practice.
Yes, it's like any sport really to become
Well, that's
really good, you
right.
need to
You
practice it.
practice,
yeah.
what do I get out of curling, playing curling, is friendship, companionship, talking about the game, different tactics about the game, different ways. Because it's a very strategic game. It's not just about getting the stone on the target. You can have a stone just off the target, and you can use that stone, bounce off that at an angle to get into the middle of the target. So it's very strategic, And a lot of people think, oh, as long as you get the stone on the target, but there's some good players that can take your stone off the target and leave
That's
theirs in
it.
their place,
Wow.
So sometimes you take a shot, and it's a miracle how it's happened. You've bounced off one stone and you've took another two out and left yours in place.
You just got to say it was done on purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't repeat them, because it's all about angles, And there's no ballast on the stone. The stone goes straight. It's not like bowls, there's no ballast. Mm-hmm. So it's all about angles. And to be honest, if I had to, I can't imagine what it's like to play curling as a sighted person. So it's a lot of practice. And yeah, I have good days, weeks and bad weeks. Sometimes mm-hmm. I won't score many points. But at the end of the day, to me, it's about socialisation,
mm-hmm.
getting out, being with friends.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably achievement as well, isn't it?
And an achievement.
Achieving something.
Well, yes, it does give you a sense of accomplishment when you manage to do reasonably well, especially mm-hmm. when you're competing against sighted opposition, then
you're
managing to beat them kind of thing.
But I've seen also that you're keeping quite busy because you're going to participate in the British Championship of the New Age Curling in October.
Yes.
That'll take place in Newton Aycliffe.
Yes.
So are you going to be part of that as well?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Are you excited about it?
Yes.
So have you got to kind of follow a training for it? I practice quite often to do it?
Well, we do curling once a fortnight, sort of, on a crook, and then alternate weeks we go up to Woolsingham, which is more intense practice for like competitions and things. It's a better floor and everything. And that leads through to doing the competitions and, mm-hmm. and things if people want to take it that far. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's up to the individual. A lot of what we do, it's all about restoring people's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
We had one guy that came along to the curling one time. It was actually a social worker that brought him along.
Right.
Hadn't been out the house virtually for about a year and a half.
Oh, dear.
And he ended up really enjoyed it. Ended up joining the gym.
Playing in a championship and playing for 2 days off the trot, you need a little bit of physique about you, but you do get used to it. What Blind Life in Durham has done, we've brought in an in-house competition
mm-hmm.
where we play for a cup each year. We play for the best player, best mm-hmm. improved player, mm-hmm. which is in memory of Margaret McCants,
mm-hmm.
who sadly departed us a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
so we brought a cup in for that, and then we play for a cup. So those that don't see themselves, well, I would like to play in a big competition, but could I keep up the pace? That is what we provide for them.
Gives them a taste.
Mm-hmm. It gives them a taste.
And to be fair, it doesn't really matter if you win. It's all about participating and having fun, isn't it, really? And if you win, it's a bonus, obviously.
Yeah.
You can't complain about getting the medal and finishing first.
No,
but.
No.
So finally, could you tell our listeners where they could go to get more information on Blind Life and also on the Blind Awareness New Age Curling Competition?
Well, there's our website,
mm-hmm.
which is www.blindlifeindurham.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to get in touch direct with Blind Life, that's fine as well.